From Scotts.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a bag of Scotts Triple Action today.
Friday edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to set sail here from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Planning to get to here before 4 o'clock. We're going to talk Kentucky Derby with Barry Abrams from ESPN.com. Also, Dan Shonka from Our Lad Scouting Service to stop by to talk about the NFL draft, his thoughts about it, who won, who lost individually and team-wise. All that and more coming up on this May 4th edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Welcome in, everyone. Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer here today, as we get your local programming block started. We'll have NBA basketball and Major League Baseball coming up for you a little bit later on. 7 o'clock tonight, we'll join up with ESPN's coverage of the pregame of New Orleans Golden State Game 3 from the Crescent City of New Orleans, with Golden State on top 2-0. If you like baseball, we've got it for you at 107.5 FM tonight, as it'll be the Twins taking on the Chicago White Sox in Game 2 of that series at Guaranteed Rate Field on the south side of Chicago, and that will also be at 7 o'clock here this evening. We are brought to you and presented by Third Base Brewery. Big thanks to Troy, everybody out there. Appreciate all that they have given to us. And good place to get your weekend started if you want to stop on by. They've got the biggest pretzel in town, I was told today.
Wow.
Yeah, biggest pretzel in town. Go check it out and have a nice brew with it. And something to get the weekend underway. You know, it is May the 4th be with you Star Wars Day, in case you haven't figured it out today, Mark.
I've seen it way too much.
70
way too much.
Million times. It's kind of lost its luster after about 11 o'clock this morning. But happy May the 4th be with you day to all the Star Wars fans out there. And we do appreciate you tuning in. We're going to talk with Barry Abrams. We're going to talk as well with, from Our Lad Scouting Service, Dan Shonka. We're going to talk with him on Wednesday, but then the phones went, and then we were scheduled in for Friday. So we will talk with him about the draft today.
Yeah, looking forward to doing that. And a wonderful day in Eastern Iowa. We are on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids in the historic main gym, 1600 AM, 76 degrees. And for all those spring sports, a lot of conference track meets going on. Iowa entertains Oklahoma State for the first of a 3-game set in Iowa City. Beautiful weather all weekend for that. So looking forward to what's ahead.
Beautiful weekend for a little golf, too. Swanee and I are going to play this weekend.
A little tournament action for you, huh?
A little Crandic action. Mm-hmm. So there may be a full report on Monday. There may not be a full report on Monday. We'll see how it all plays out right there. How it played out today, Tiger Woods, he's going to make the cut at Charlotte, the Wells Fargo Invitational down at Quail Hollow, where Aaron Wise is your leader right now at -7. It looked bleak for a while. Tiger came to his 18th hole, which was the ninth. Started on the back nine. Probably they thought he needed a birdie to get into the weekend. Cut might move a little bit, but he came up with that birdie on the 36th hole of his tournament so far, and he will play the weekend, although he's mired.
Well, a little bit, yeah. Aside from Aaron Wise, this is a pretty bunched field, and you're going to be within 6, 7, 8 shots of the lead with 2 rounds left by just making the cut. Tiger Woods followed up his first round 71 with a 2-over par 73, obviously +2 for the tournament. He will play the weekend. Phil Mickelson looking good for the weekend. He is even par on the day, 1-over for the tournament, but many difficult holes await. As you mentioned, Aaron Wise at -7, Peter Malnati at -6, and then Charles Schwartzel and Jason Day at -5.
Yeah, Day had it to 6-under and was tied for the lead after he blasted out of a bunker for an eagle on the par 5 10th hole. So at any rate, he's right there and we'll see how it plays out. A lot of people for Tiger to pass, though. We'll see how it plays out. He's not putting real well, not driving it super.
He played very well today, judging by the highlights that I saw. Didn't make anything.
Didn't make any. He's not putting very well right now. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Lots of golf to be had. And if you put in a 67, 68 here, it's easier said than done, but you're going to move up the leaderboard quickly.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tough, tough golf course. Of course, it was the host of the PGA Championship that Justin Thomas won. By the way, Justin Thomas got himself back into contention today as well. I think he did shoot a 68. So he's right there among the folks that will be contending over the weekend. Derby coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk about that with Barry Abrams. You got Iowa baseball coming up tonight as the Hawkeyes welcome in Oklahoma State. A big non-conference series for the Hawkeyes. And they brought in extra seating at Duane Banks Field. They brought in extra services for tonight's game, Saturday and Sunday, as well as the finale against Penn State. Also, the Iowa softball team is having senior weekend against Purdue. That getting underway tonight at 5 o'clock at Pearl Field. Kirkwood softball team, they are in action as we speak in regional play as they try to make it back to the national tournament. So lots of things going on. And breaking news out of Major League Baseball, Matt Harvey has been designated by the New York Mets. He refused an assignment to the minor leagues, and he's a designated free agent now.
He wasn't happy going to the bullpen.
He went from the Dark Knight to a free agent in about 2 years. About 2 years. That's how fleeting sports can be, ladies and gentlemen. Just ask the Cleveland Cavaliers. A week ago, they were going to get beaten by Indiana in the first round, and now everyone, they're great again. LeBron, one of the greatest players ever, again starting to be compared with all the best. So, sports, it's fleeting, ladies and gentlemen. I'll leave it at that.
Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with baseball. A lot of good matchups this weekend. And the question is, what is baseball's best rivalry? We give you four choices. Yankees-Red Sox, Cubs-Cardinals, Dodgers-Giants, or pace of play versus replay reviews. Thanks to Emo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
White Sox Twins isn't in there.
I don't consider it much of a rivalry, do you?
Well,
it's an interdivisional rivalry.
Sure. Why not?
I suppose for the Twins, it's as big a rivalry as they have.
What is the biggest rivalry for the Twins?
It might be the White Sox.
If you ask me what the biggest White Sox rivalry is, I would say
discounting interleague play.
Right, right. And I wouldn't say Cubs, because it's not. It's four games a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'd almost say Detroit more than any other, but I think Twins are second, I would imagine, because those are the two closest cities in proximity to Chicago.
Right.
I would say Detroit, though. There's always a lot of Detroit fans in Chicago and vice versa, seemingly, when those two teams get together. So I think I would say the Tigers.
Yeah, I think when Milwaukee was in the American League, I think the Twins and Brewers,
agree.
You know, went at it pretty hard. But nevertheless, none rival the four choices in the poll question.
No, no, no. We're just tongue-in-cheeking on that one out there. We've got some Colonels tickets to give away again today, a family four-pack of Colonels tickets to see a game coming up this month. Colonels home tonight against West Michigan. It's a Z102.9 Mug Club night. Beautiful night to get out there. Claire's going to be your bartender coming up this evening. Go out there.
Bonus.
Say hi. Get a nice brew. Get a mug. Have it refilled, whichever. If I sold you a mug, bring it back to Claire. She'll refill it. And then the tips tonight are going to go to a very worthy cause. I know it will.
If you haven't caught a game yet, you might want to get out there and before Royce Lewis departs.
Yeah, no kidding.
He is playing very well. Twins kind of are slow to move players along, but I got to bet if Lewis continues his recent play, he may not be here long.
No, so get out there and see him. I would imagine that by the second half of the season, I don't want to speculate. I hope we see Royce Lewis a long, long time, but we'll see how it all plays out. All right, we're going to take a break. 14 past the hour of 3. Barry Abrams right around the corner, and we're going to talk about the 144th running of the Kentucky Derby. You can hear it right here on KGYM tomorrow afternoon. We'll do it when we come back.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with the family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother wears jeans, fast tracks it in the minivan, and serves heart-healthy meals on eco-friendly plates. Yes, moms have changed a lot over the years, but her teen and stalker jewelers still knows how to make them happy on Mother's Day. Since 1944, the Dickens family has been offering lovely gifts and helpful suggestions to children, and sometimes dads, to make Mother's Day especially special. This Mother's Day, come to her teen and stalker and choose beautiful and meaningful mother's jewelry, or perhaps a watch or some other gift that mom will treasure. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at her teen and stalker jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then stop in and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's Kentucky Derby night at the Colonels this Saturday. The gates open at 5 for fans to watch the race on the biggest TV in Cedar Rapids. The first 1,000 fans will receive a Colonels Hyper Color Cup. And don't forget our post-game fireworks. Visit Colonels.com and get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
.316 back with you here on the Gym Class for a Friday. Sunny day here in Cedar Rapids. Temperature in the low to mid-70s around eastern Iowa. Going to be a great weekend as well. We got the 144th running of the Kentucky Derby. That is coming up tomorrow. We'll have it for you right here on KGYM from Churchill Downs. And with that in mind, we bring in our horse racing expert, Barry Abrams, joining us here from ESPN.com, the In the Gate podcast. And this is like Christmas for you, Barry. How you doing? How you been?
It is the most wonderful time of the year. You've got it right.
Well, first of all, what's the forecast for Louisville tomorrow?
It is going to be overcast tomorrow, probably just a 20% chance of rain. So I don't think rain is going to factor. It's just as well because not very many of the prep races on the Derby trail have been run in the rain. So that would be a huge unknown for most of those horses.
Barry, lots being made of the fact that Justify and, to a lesser extent, Magnum Moon did not race as two-year-olds. To us novices, what does that mean?
Well, it would be like taking, you know, LeBron James and putting him into the NBA without even having played in high school, much less college. We know he didn't play in college. But, you know, there's the difference between talent and seasoning. Now, that said, horses nowadays are not running as often in general, not just at this point in their careers. And so, you know, most racing experts think that at some point somebody is going to break that curse simply because that's where the industry is going. But still, you're talking about horse like Justify with all that talent, and the races he's had have been brilliant. But there are other horses in this race who have a lot more experience. And, you know, as we know in stick and ball sports, experience counts.
Is this Justify comes in as the favorite at 7-2 right now. But is this, to me anyway, it's the most wide open Derby we've had in a while. Would you agree with that?
Well, I don't know if I guess you could use the term wide open. What I would say is it's been a long time since you had so many horses entering this race on multiple race winning streaks. You know, you've got a bunch of them who come in with 2, 3, 4 wins in a row. And so this really feels, for lack of a better term, and pardon the cliche, like a clash of the champions. And not only that, not only the horses, but, you know, the human connections, too. I mean, we all love the everyman story of the moderate income group of people who pool their money together and win the Kentucky Derby, like what happened with California Chrome 4 years ago. That is not what's happening here. This is for the big boys, the well-entrenched, deep-pocketed, long-time successful people, both from the United States and from Europe. So now you have these horses who are bringing their A game. You've got a lot of owners and trainers here who are bringing their A games, too.
Barry, why do you think Todd Pletcher has not had more success in the winner's circle? He's 2 for 48 at the Derby.
Well, he brings a lot of horses. I mean, he's really good at getting horses ready for the Kentucky Derby. And when you have four of them, as he does on Saturday, only one of them can win, which means three of them won't. So right away, he's going to have a 250 batting average, even if he wins, which doesn't look very good. But he would have won the race. So
yeah.
I think it's just, you know, now having said that, Todd Pletcher is known in the past for having horses that run really well their first year when they're 2 years old. And then when they reach 3 years old, which is when you can run in the Kentucky Derby, the horses either level off or they tail off, or in two cases, they win. He's won two Derbies, including last year. But the horses he's bringing to the Derby this year really didn't impress all that much as two-year-olds. They're all peaking now. So, you know, Todd Pletcher's record is a little bit misleading. He's got horses right now that have a big say in the matter, especially Audible, the horse going from number 5, who won the Florida Derby in his most recent start. He's shown a lot of versatility. He can win by sitting just off the leaders. He can win by coming from far back, as he did in the Florida Derby. So, I mean, Todd Fletcher's got a stable here that at least a couple of them, I would say Magnum Moon and Audible, have a real chance to win.
We'll get more on that coming up with Mark here in just a little bit. Barry Abrams joining us on the Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Let's talk about the Iowa horse. We got another one from All Boss Stables in Central Iowa. This one was not well thought of, and that goes with the name, and we'll explain that coming up later on. But Free Drop Billy, he was not well thought of, but he's the one running in the Kentucky Derby, although he's a long shot at 43-1. What about Free Drop Billy?
Yeah, I think the biggest problem he's going to have, besides class, I'm just not sure he measures up, is the post position. He goes from number 2, and it's very difficult to win a race with 20 horses going around turns from the 2 post, because what happens is, unless you have two choices if you're Free Drop Billy. Either you gun the horse out of the gate to make sure that the whole field doesn't swarm around him and leave him with nowhere to go, because the only where you can go is the rail, or you drop back pretty far and let the field go past you and you make your run later, which is probably what he's going to try to do. Now, the problem there is the races that I've seen from Churchill Downs today, the winners on the main track, on the dirt track where the Derby will be run, have been won from just off the lead, not coming from very far back. So Free Drop Billy is in a tough position. What does he do? My guess is he's going to have to try to, you know, really send that horse out of the gate towards the early lead, which means he uses up a lot of energy. And what will he have left for the end? So I'm not really loving his chances, but sentimentally, of course, he is from Iowa. You got to pull for him.
We do anyway. Yeah, that's true, Barry. Of the horses not yet mentioned, give us a couple more to keep an eye on.
The horse I think wins this. Now, you talked about Justify. All right. Now, Justify's, you know, every horse that runs in North America gets a power rating after every race. It's a way to compare them from track to track and race to race. And Justify's power numbers for all three of his starts were tremendous. I mentioned he's got a lack of experience. Well, the horse that finished second to him in the Santa Anita Derby, his most recent start out in California, is a horse named Bolt D'Oro, named for the champion Olympic sprinter Usain Bolt. And in finishing second to Justify his last time out, the power rating that Bolt D'Oro got would have won every other race on the Kentucky Derby trail. So he has more experience. He's had a couple of really hard races, including the one before the Santa Anita Derby. And I think with that seasoning and skill and talent, he turns the tables on Justify. If you're looking at a couple of others, we mentioned Audible. If you're looking for a couple of long shots, real bombs away horses, everybody looks for those. The three that I like are closers. And I mentioned before that right now it doesn't seem like you can win coming from far back. But you might be able to get second or third. And the three that I would give you are number 9, Hofburg, who is trained by Bill Mott, the winningest trainer in the history of Churchill Downs. But he doesn't bring horses to the Derby that often. Hofburg's lightly raced, but if Bill Mott is bringing him here off only 3 starts, like Justify, although he did run once last year, so the whole curse thing doesn't apply, I have to consider him, and he's 20-1. Right next to him is a horse named My Boy Jack, who goes from number 10, also going to come from way back for the brothers' tandem of Keith and Kent DeSormo. Looked really good running in Kentucky 3 weeks ago and then in Louisiana before that. He won in Kentucky. So I would look at him. He's 30-1. And then on the far outside is a horse named Combatant going from number 20. Has a win already at Churchill Downs last year. And horses with huge odds have come in second in the Derby with some regularity, including Closing Argument back in 2005 at 72-1 and a couple of 30-1 shots in Commanding Curve and Golden Soul in the last 4 years or so. So there's a chance that a horse like Combatant could sneak in for second or third. I don't think they win, but there are some big long shots if you're so inclined.
And I know people are inclined to do that. One you haven't mentioned yet that I had my eye on a little bit, running out of the 6-hole, is Good Magic. I think people are jumping on him a little bit more today. The odds have come down a little bit. What about Good Magic?
He is the 2-year-old champion. He won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last year, and he won the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland in Lexington, Kentucky, a month ago. He checks a lot of boxes, except for one. I just don't think he is fast enough to beat Bolt D'Oro or Justify. I can't knock him in any other way. He's done everything right. He trains really well. His trainer, Chad Brown, won the award last year for champion trainer. I mean, he's done everything professionally. I just don't think he is fast enough, quite simply, to catch up to Justify and Bolt D'Oro. But, you know, if you're looking for a horse with experience, with talent, who's done it the right way, you really have to look at Good Magic.
Barry Abrams joining us a couple more minutes here on the Gym Class and KGYM. How about the horse Mendelssohn? What about him? He's made almost $2 million in his career.
Wow, what a head-scratcher. There has never been a horse from Europe, trained in Europe, who has come over here the week of the Kentucky Derby and won it. Now, most European horses run on turf. They run on grass. This horse is an American-bred horse who was bred to run on dirt, and the Kentucky Derby's run on dirt. I didn't realize that when he came over here last November to win the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, not the Juvenile on Dirt, the Juvenile Turf. And right afterwards, his trainer, Aidan O'Brien, says, "Our goal is the Kentucky Derby." And I went, what? This horse trains in Ireland. But that was their goal all along. And this horse belongs there on class. The problem to me is the travel. This horse is based in Ireland, as we mentioned. He traveled to Dubai to win the United Arab Emirates Derby, and that's a long trip. And then he traveled back to Ireland. Now he's traveling again across the ocean to Kentucky. Remember, these horses in the spring of their 3-year-old year are like teenagers. They're not grown men yet. That's a lot to ask of him. And so classy that he is, he's probably the best European, the best fit for a European who's ever come over here and tried this. but I think the travel's just a little too much for him. But he is the second choice in the race. The public really likes him.
Barry, do you expect the wagering to be centered on maybe three or four horses, or is it going to be really widespread?
Well, I think it's widespread because what we mentioned before is that you have a bunch of horses here coming in off multiple race winning streaks. So I think this is going to be pretty wide open in terms of the betting. Having said that, I think Justify will probably stay right around 3-1 as the favorite. Bolt D'Oro is 8-1. To me, I don't think you'll ever get 8-1 on that horse again. So that's where I would go. Maybe Mendelssohn can make second, but if not, you're going to have horses in double digits who are probably going to hit the board, and there's definitely money to be won if you are so inclined.
Yeah, and well, you gave us the horses you like. It should be. I think this is going to be an exciting Derby. It always is. But like you mentioned, there are so many horses that you could say, "Oh, they're going to win." So what's going to make this 2 minutes tomorrow a whole lot of fun.
Well, the thing is, let's say Justify goes from number 7. Okay, could you the horses to his left, to the inside? A lot of them are going right to the front. And that will leave some room for him to come out of the gate. The horses just to his right, the ones we mentioned, Hofburg and My Boy Jack, they're going to go to the back. They're closers. So could you see a scenario where Justify breaks very easily, even in a large field, kind of has it all his own way and runs off and wins the race? Yeah, that could happen. It happened for Nyquist 2 years ago. Is it likely to happen just that way? Probably not. And when Justify gets punched in the mouth, is he going to be able to respond? If he can't, then there's going to be a lot of money to be won.
Barry, enjoy the Derby. It's always a lot of fun, and it should be another good one at Churchill Downs. And are you a mint julep fan? I mean, we've had a lot of people comment that they don't like the mint juleps.
Oh, it tastes like rocket fuel. You've got to do better than that.
But do you have to have one if you go?
Well, you have to have a sip of somebody else's so you don't have to pay for it.
Good advice. All right. Barry Abrams, follow him on Twitter and listen in the Gate podcast. Barry, we'll talk to you before the Preakness. Enjoy the Derby.
You know where to find me. Thanks, gentlemen.
All right. Barry Abrams, one of the best. He is the best out there. Does a great job handicapping the world of horse racing. We're going to give you our picks coming up a little bit later on. Sure to go wrong.
Sure to go wrong, yeah.
But we're going to make our picks. We're going to do that coming up here in just a little bit. Hey, wanted to say hi to our friend down the hill, the Dr. Pepper man himself, Steve Carter.
Yes.
Because Steve dropped some new product off here at the station, actually yesterday. I'm a ginger ale aficionado, and they have a brand new ginger ale that's got some lemon lime in it.
Mm.
And not only is it darn tasty, but by itself, but I think it could be a good accompaniment.
Could be a good mixer, huh?
That's my Brockmeyer moment for the day, ladies and gentlemen. If I have a vice. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Kennedy's got a new girls basketball coach.
Yes, they do. But thanks to Steve for dropping that off. And it is delicious. And hopefully be out there. And we highly recommend it. Ginger ale with lemon lime. Very good tasting out there. Yes, and Kennedy has just announced their new girls basketball coach, and that will be Andy Courtney, who is going to take over for Tony Viss. Andy was an assistant coach for the Cougars the last handful of years on Tony Viss's staff, and he will assume the head mantra coming up for the Cougars starting in 2018-2019. And we'll have a lot of returning letter winners for next year. Leading scorer Haley Dolphin, though, will be gone off to Rockhurst College. Division II basketball in the Kansas City area. So that will be a big loss there. But mostly everybody else is back for the Cougars.
And we'll visit with Andy as we enter the fall, our trips to metro campuses. We hit Kennedy usually pretty early on. And, again, we'll visit with Andy then.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk to Dan Shanka of Our Lad Scouting Service. We're going to wrap up the NFL draft from a week ago. Who won, who lost? Dan's thoughts, and we'll do it after this here on KGYM.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Paint Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Paint Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Paint Asphalt. See them at paintasphalt.com.
There are two ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tap and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at Advance Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline full synthetic and a filter for $32.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because for 4 days only during our Pro Spring Appreciation Event, you can get 5% off all purchases. Or if you use your Lowe's business credit account, you can save 10%. Both offers are valid for purchases made in-store and online at lowesforpros.com. That's 5% off all purchases and an extra 5% if you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, Pro, now that you know, let's get started. Offer valid 5-1 through 5-4, subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Hi, I'm Jason Greer of Greer Tank and Welding in Fairbanks, Alaska. We get some pretty tough conditions here, like wind, snow, and extreme cold, which is probably why the Post-it Notes folks came and gave us a bunch of their new Post-it Extreme Notes to test out, and they didn't disappoint. I've stuck them on all sorts of rough surfaces, like brick, wood, and concrete. And I have to say, these things really help me communicate with my team on the job. Post-it Extreme Notes, water-resistant with Dura-Hold paper and adhesive. They're tailored for tough.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with you on the Gym Class, KGYM at 3:36. Our thanks to Barry Abrams for talking Kentucky Derby with us. Going to go from horse racing to football. Dan Shanka set to join us from Arlad Scouting Service. We're a week past the NFL draft. We're going to have Dan on Wednesday, but the phones went on us, not here, but around the city on Wednesday. So we got Dan back and ready to go to talk about the NFL draft here today. If you have a question, reach us on the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line, brought to you by Hertina Stocker Jewelers on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City at 319-366-1600. And we go from Barry, who's getting ready for Christmas, to Dan, who's on the post-Christmas blues, I think, right now. Or are you? Is it? It's always draft time, right?
Absolutely. It never ends, and that, which is a good thing. You know, I mean, it's you kind of relax. You get to see where these guys end up going, and you know, you spend a lot of time studying these players, and then a coach will go to a workout and say, "Oh, geez, I like this guy. Let's draft him in the seventh round," and he's a free agent, you know, and stuff like that. But hey, that happens, it's fun to see what teams are willing to make a move for the guys and everything, and so we like what we saw.
Well, Dan, I looked at your last mock, and actually, you hit on a lot of the guys. You're never going to get them all, so I guess my question is: biggest surprise in the first round?
Well, it was Terrell Edmunds going to the Steelers. But, you know, Mark, after that happened, now about 3 or 4 years ago, we were the only ones to put Deion Buchanan, who from Washington State, to the Cardinals in the first round. We didn't put him to the Cardinals in the first round. They took him in the first round. We had a first-round grade on him. And he plays that unique hybrid linebacker, strong safety position that's kind of evolved throughout the NFL now, and they run the same defense with the Steelers as they do in Arizona. And I, after seeing that pick, first of all, I was shocked. I'd get smelling salts and IVs, you know what I mean? Wait, what are you guys doing? But then I got to thinking about it, and I looked over Terrell's stuff, and, you know, he's about the same size as Buchanan. He ran really well. He's very athletic. We had him in the fourth round, and so I think what happened is they think that he's going to be their Deion Buchanan, and so they went in and attacked, because now, I mean, it isn't like the old days. You know, you get these guys specialized positions that can play certain things within your scheme, whether it's offense or defense, and it's kind of hard to nail them down sometimes, because they might only, you know, a guy might only do one thing really well, but if he can fit into that team and you can rotate him in and out weekly, you know, you put him on their 53, that's what teams are doing. So it's kind of hard to always nail him. But that was the biggest surprise, was Terrell Edmunds going in the first round of the Steelers.
Five quarterbacks taken in the first round. I guess really doesn't surprise anyone. Four quarterbacks in the first 10 picks, which is historic. But I think we're going to come in the next couple of years, we're going to see five, maybe even more. Quarterback is that important. So it didn't surprise me. Did it surprise you any?
No, I in a way, I thought it could almost go up to six. But talking about the Steelers again, you know, they end up getting Mason Rudolph in the third round, which I thought was a little bit low for him. But he doesn't have quite the mobility that some of the other guys do. But he's certainly smarting up and everything. And but, yeah, the five quarterbacks didn't shock me. I think that you know, Baltimore moved back into one to get Jackson. And then, you know, Allen was going to go somewhere, no matter, you know, somebody's intoxicated by all his stuff, and same, you know, and of course they're the ones that said Dak Prescott was a free agent 4 years ago too, or, you know, 3 years ago, and they forget that too. So but Mayfield was clearly the best in our mind. Rosen was second. Arizona did a great job moving up and getting Rosen, and now, hey, we can see what's going to happen here in the next few years.
From a team standpoint, Dan, who are the real big winners in your mind?
Well, you know, a guy that, or a team that I think that will make you happy. I thought Chicago really did a pretty nice job. What we do, we don't really give letter grades. When our preview comes out here in a month or so after OTAs are over, we give them like a average, above average, good, what have you. But you know, I think Team Chicago, I thought it was above average. I really like what they did. In fact, you know, the first three guys that they took, Miller is probably an underrated wide receiver, and we had him. In fact, our scout that just zeroes in on wide receivers really loved that guy. And, you know, and when I did the cross checks and things, you know, there's no question about it. That guy could snatch that ball, and you know, I think the fans around that saw Iowa State play Memphis could see, you know, what kind of talent this guy was. And then, of course, Rokan Smith from Georgia, hey, you could take him or you could take Tremaine Edmonds, just a matter of your preference. But he was really a good football player and very productive and explosive. Liked him. Of course, the Hawkeye fans love Daniels because he's going to be close by. They can keep an eye on him. And there's a guy that's probably going to start at guard unless they decide to move Whitehair back to a guard and put Daniels in there. But I think that they'll probably leave Whitehair, you know, right now, at least at center, and then, you know, play Daniels at a guard because, you know, Long's always getting hurt, and they're, you know, kind of up and down or uneven the other guard position. So I thought they got a sleeper in the fifth round, Blau Nichols from Delaware. We had him graded higher than the kid from Fort Hays State, who ended up going, I think, in second or early third. But Blau is a lot better athlete and more productive. And the thing that a lot of fans certainly don't know, because it's tough enough for scouts, is when teams change their schemes, okay? Like Nichols, he played in a scheme when he was a junior that was more productive for him. He played outside. He didn't get in it. And then last year he played as a nose tackle and really did well against Virginia Tech and some of the other teams they played that were, you know, bigger than they were. But anyway, Blau, that's a steal for him too. So I thought the Bears really did a nice job. And but now going over the other teams, I thought Green Bay did really a nice job. They had a good draft. I thought Tennessee did a nice job. I thought Cleveland did a nice job. The Jets did some good things. Kansas City was just even, Scott. I just thought they had a what I call a hole plugger draft, where they had to just fill in guys. Because certainly, like the Speaks kid, I mean, here's a guy that wasn't for everybody, but he is for Kansas City because they can move him around a lot of different spaces, and he actually played linebacker some at 280 some pounds at Ole Miss. So they just kind of plugged in some guys, but we thought that was very average. And but I thought Dallas did some good things, Green Bay did some good things, and then the Jets and Chicago.
Dan Chalk joining us from our lab scouting service here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. I agree with you about Kansas City, and you opened up the our segment here talking about kind of the different look on defenses and just kind of going to a hybrid look. And I think the Chiefs are kind of headed that way as well, because they took some guys with some strange dimensions this year. Big run stoppers or guys that are really looking like a very small linebacker. Speaks.
Yeah, Speaks is actually a big guy.
Yeah.
He's that, like I said, he played, and he dropped into coverage and things at Ole Miss. And it's just like, that each of these teams are going, they were, after about the third round, they're attacking these players like Piranhas. Just getting the guy that's going to fit in exactly what they want to do. And, of course, like Kansas City, like Nandi, hey, he's a nose tackle. That's what he is. He's a run stuffer, and that's all he's going to be. Dorian Daniels, undersized linebacker.
Now, that was the guy I was talking about.
Dorian Daniels. Yeah, he's an undersized guy that you got to cover him up, and so he can run sideline to sideline. And now, we liked Armani Watts a lot as a safety, but we hear now he may, play a little press corner for him. So, then they draft a defensive lineman from Tennessee. McKenzie, his dad's the general manager out at the Oakland Raiders, but they drafted him. He's a defensive lineman. They moved him to offense. So, yeah, you're talking about plugging in holes, Kansas City. That's exactly what kind of draft they had.
You mentioned the Packers, Dan, and of course they acquired Josh Jackson in the second round. Jackson stuck in the green room overnight. Some believed he'd be a first-round draft pick. But what'd you make of that situation, especially after the Packers took Jair Alexander in the first round, another defensive back?
Yeah, no, well, they needed people in the secondary. And, we had – in fact, that's about how we had – Denzel Ward, who ended up going the fourth pick to Cleveland. And then we had the next two guys, Alexander and then Jackson from Iowa. So – those two, that was great when they could take, two of the top three corners, get one in the first and get one in the second like that. And we gave them both first-round grades. Jackson probably plays the ball a little bit better in the air and everything, whereas Alexander's probably a little better tackler. And but both of them are going to help. So that's two really good football players that Green Bay got in there. And we like the linebacker, Oren Burks, he just kind of came. Now, here's another guy. He played safety. He played free safety. He played strong safety. And then he played linebacker this year. And they took him in the third round. You talk about versatility. And, of course, they went crazy with receivers. They got all kinds of receivers up there, with Moore. And then Valdez-Scantling from South Florida. And then they got St. Brown from Notre Dame, who – was really a third round guy, but I think teams kind of got sick out there, at least under the guise of, we're not going to bring another ball from UCLA in. I guess they talk about their brand and all that stuff all during the preseason. So some teams just say, okay, fine. What kind of brand are you going to have a sixth rounder? You know what I mean? You got to play football first and worry about your brand second. But that's why he fell so far. He's a very talented guy, third-round talent, and he goes in the sixth.
Dan, 32 receivers, I believe, taken in the draft, none of them named Allen Lazard. What'd you make of that?
stunning. I mean, I was really surprised. It was, I mean, at worst, you know, he'd be a big possession guy for somebody. And, you know, I was really, really surprised because just visiting with different scouts and GMs and stuff like that, the East-West and things, they all like the guy. But, you know, sometimes there was a lot of really good football players that didn't get drafted. I mean, it's really shocking. But you know what? You wait till this fall, you'll see these other guys that got pulled out of the air and drafted. They'll get cut, and then guys like Lazard, you know, and Welsh, you know, or Lanning from Iowa State, they'll be on rosters or 53 or practice squads where those other guys will go by the wayside. But it's beyond me. In fact, I got to talking to a coach right before you guys called that you know, talking about this crazy draft and at the last part of it, and it was just stunning what people were doing, taking guys that, I mean, a workout guy runs 4.3, and they decide to take him, and the guy plays 1 year. He's not any good, but he ran 4.3. I mean, it's crazy. So, but anyway, Lazard is at least he's getting his opportunity. He's a big target. And that's the thing. These guys are drafting for what you can do for their team. And there's apparently, and then if you don't draft him at a certain point, then you miss the guy and you got to go somewhere else. I mean, like Northwestern, I don't know if you guys remember Godwin Abuke from Northwestern. Mm-hmm. He's a tremendous football player. I mean, he's a great football player. He didn't get drafted. So, hey, you got to kind of, and he was the second best workout guy of all the safeties at the combine. You know, he ran well, he's very athletic and all that. But, I mean, there's just stunning story after story of these guys. And unfortunately, Alan Lazard just one of them this year.
Well, we were talking about that right after the draft, early in the week on the show, that it's almost gone from you look at game film to it's more of what you talked about. Oh, he runs a 4.3. Well, we got to find a place for him because we can coach this kid up, right?
And then they cut him.
Yeah, know, and then when they find out he can't play football.
Well, I can't tell you how many draft meetings that I've been in, and they, you know, and we say, well, hey, coach, now this kid can't block. He's a good receiver. I mean, a tight end. You know, he's not an in-blind blocker. He can't block. And the guy coaches, oh, yeah, we can get him to do that. Then you get into camp, and they come. We have our meetings, you know, with the coaches and the scouts. And, you know, that guy can't block. Oh, really? You better go check your notes, coach. You know what I mean? So, but anyway.
Josie Jewell, good fit for Denver?
Yeah, I tell you what, Josie's good for any. And I think the thing is, teams just had to determine whether they felt like he could cover, you know, and that, because that's a big thing now. You're going a 4-2 defense for the most part, and you got to be able to cover if you're out there. And I think some teams thought Josie could do a good job of covering guys coming out of the backfield. And other ones were, you know, still kind of questioned it. But, no, because he's going to have some big people up front that will pressure, and he's going to be able to clean up behind that line of scrimmage. So, I mean, to me, you know, I know he didn't have great straight line speed, but instincts knock off, you know, probably 2 hundredths on 40 times, because you're waiting at the pass where that guy that's really fast either overruns it or he doesn't click for him real fast. They process the information slowly, and, you know, Josie processes quickly, and he'll be there waiting at the pass when, you know, those other athletic guys are gone somewhere. Not that he's not an athletic guy, but, you know, when you're talking in the realm of the NFL, some of these guys go crazy over the height, weight, speed guys, and they end up not playing for them. Or a guy that, like Josie, who's really a good athlete, you know, but, you know, he's got great instincts to go along with it.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, great job again on the draft. We will be talking with you here, and we look already forward to 2019.
be strapped and ready to go, because this next year is going to be a lot of defensive linemen. So if your team wants defensive linemen, they're going to have a lot to pick from this next year.
All right. He's from Arlad Scouting Service, Dan Shonka, joining here. joining us here on the program here today. Going to take a quick break, come back as we head to a break, and give you an opportunity to win our final four-pack of Colonels tickets to a game coming up in May. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600, caller number six. You're going to pick up those tickets. Great night to go to the ballpark tonight as well. Colonels and the West Michigan Whitecaps on Z102.9 Mug Club Night. Back with more after this.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay. Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are you? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to DePaco. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before noon and after 5, play 18 holes with cart for just $24.61. You'll also get that same deal on weekends after 4. St. Andrews has brand new carts that they hope you'll enjoy. And new this year, they've got a Friday night couples special. After 4 o'clock on Fridays, couples are welcome to golf with cart for that same $24.61 price. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Paint Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Paint Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Paint Asphalt. See them at paintasphalt.com.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Race to Win is back on KGYM. Listen for your chance to win four tickets to the Indy 500 with a new edition of Race to Win.
This is the race.
Up for grabs. More than $1,000 worth of prizes on this year's game board.
This is it.
Match any two prizes, and you're an instant winner. Keep track of guesses and play along weekday afternoons with the Gym Class or the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Race to Win. Race to Win starts Monday on Sports Radio KGYM.
Ah, indeed. The annual Race to Win starts on Monday. The big prize, the four general admission passes to the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500. I know it is very popular, Mark, and we'll start to match squares on Monday.
Get your board drawn up. I know we've run across many listeners who follow it religiously out there on Lunchbox Heroes. We've heard from workers out there that keep track of it. The only problem is they aren't that lucky caller that calls in.
You can, I think you can this year download from our website, get a board. So look for that
nice at
KGYMradio.com. Emil's Hideaway poll question for today.
What is baseball's best rivalry? Would it be the Dodgers-Giants, Yankees-Red Sox, Cubs-Cardinals, or pace of play versus replay reviews? Right now, nearly everyone's saying Yankees-Red Sox.
Really? Interesting. We have Cub-Cardinals.
Those are early returns.
Tomorrow, 12:30 for you, and then Sunday night at 6 o'clock for you. All right, Derby pick. Go.
Like Magnum Moon, I like Todd Pletcher as a trainer. Magnum Moon has won three in a row, or four in a row, I think. And I like the starting position at 16.
I was going to take it. Barry talked me out of my pick. So I'm going to go with B. I'm going to go with Audible. I think it's going to be Audible. Why not in the radio?
Another Pletcher horse.
There you go. I'm going to go with Audible to beat Good Magic and Bolt D'Oro. to win the 144th edition of the Kentucky Derby. You can hear that tomorrow afternoon. I think they're going to run it post time about 5:30 tomorrow, and we'll have it for you right here on KGYM.
You didn't get to tell your Free Drop Billy story.
Free Drop Billy was named after the All Boss, his best friend that he golfs with, consistently drops the ball a free drop.
His name's Billy.
And his name's Billy. And he said, I'm going to name my worst horse after you. And that's how it got there. Talk to you on Monday.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need